Blog Talk Radio.
Sound Health Options Happy Hour Show with Richard Talk To Me Guy and Sherry Edwards. Good evening, Sherry.
Good evening, Richard. I have such an incredible, exciting announcement to talk about this evening. I can't hardly sit still.
That's always good.
It's incredible. We want to thank all the people who are our regulars and who have joined us, and some new people, too. The word is spreading about this show and how we are trying to put health back into the hands of the people. We want to set American healthcare, well, we want to set worldwide healthcare free. So setting healthcare free is going to be our mantra for the year as we bring you Happy Hour on Tuesdays and then Direction for Truth on every other Tuesday and then our blog talk radio show on Sunday with wonderful guests. We are simultaneously broadcasting on Blog Talk Radio with Richard over there in California, 347-850-1407. Richard has great, great audio. Over here in Ohio, I'm dealing with WebEx, and I have great video. So after the show, Richard will be posting the audio. I will be posting the audio and video on our site, soundhealthoptions.com. And we are going to be talking tonight about GMOs and about glutamate anhydrase, the enzyme that helps you utilize wheat and grains that have been sprayed with Roundup. It's exciting what we have found. So, Richard, how are you?
I'm good. I want to just fast forward to like, and the secret is, but we can't. We're not quite there yet. I'm good. We were chatting briefly backstage. It's not raining here for, you know, a few days, which is nice, about a week, and it'll start up again tomorrow. So now, as one of the local newspapers said, 30% of California is no longer in drought. And I'm thinking, or 70% still is. So it's just, it's all on how you been the thing, you know. It's just amazing. Media continues to be, I mean, it's always been this way, it's just become such an amazing observation of it. So everything is spun, but you know, we'll have more rain. California will continue to be, you know, coming back.
Remember,
so
that wonderful guy Kent, what was his last name that we had on Sunday? It's a big long name that I can't remember. He was a Juris Doctorate, and he said there's such a thing as lawyer speak. And like with Clinton, I did not have sexual relations with that woman, you know, and then you end up, and I'd call that sexual relations, what happened, or at least prelude to it. So he was technically right with his words, but he caused that lawyer speak. They forgot to tell the rest of California that you're under a flood watch. You know, they just sort of spun the weather report the way they wanted to.
Yeah, yep. Whatever people hooks people in. I will mention the combination of things about Heckenlively. That was a great show. He wrote a book called Inoculated. And this leads to me mentioning the we have a new tab at Sound Health Options. Now you can go to soundhealthoptions.com. Click on the radio tab, and then that will open up a list. And in that list, you will see now the Blog Talk Radio Archive Player. So instead of us searching for it because it keeps getting moved around, we just have a page for it now. And when you click on Blog Talk Radio Air Archive Player, it brings up the player with the last five shows that we've done. And at the top of that list is Kent Heckenlively's great show about Inoculated. He was talking about a whistleblower who leaked or whistle blew or whatever that conjugation is of papers of documents from the CDC, I believe. saying, you know, that they lost the data set and there was one doctor kind of somewhere in a corner who went, oh no, I have it printed out. And there was much scurrying about, I bet. But it was a great, it was a great show. He has an amazing amount of information. He's really, you know, possessed. He and him, he himself is a kind of whistleblower because what he's writing, and it's really talking about the vaccine industry, but in the bigger picture of really talking about the CDC, how things can be spun or miscued or misguided or, you know, misreported because there's somebody could have an agenda. But it's a great show. Well, it's there on the Blog Talk Radio archive.
It was an update, I think, of David Kirby's book, The First Reporter, that went out and tried to, in the beginning, say vaccines are fine. And the more research he did, the more he found out that he was being spun, and they ended up trying to bury him. So a lot going on with that. Remember, we had David Kirby on, what, 2 or 3 years ago about his book about vaccines and what was going on with it.
Yeah.
I am just astounded at the things that are being spun or attempted to be spun all the way around. And part of that's going to be this evening, too, when we talk about GMOs. But I have something on my mind. You raised it. I wasn't going to bring it up. And now I've just totally forgotten it. I should have written it down. If I don't do that during shows, there's so much going on all the time that I can't keep up with it.
I'll stall for a moment by talking about another announcement that I had about the French not recognizing ADHD. So this is a great, I'll put this in the show notes and over at Blog Talk Radio and also at WebEx. The title of the article is The French Do Not Recognize ADHD for Pharma Drug Intervention. So the article talks about all of that, but one of the key paragraphs for me was the ADHD diagnosis rate in America is 19%. In France, it's 0.5%. So it's a half of 1% in France for ADHD diagnoses. And the socialization of that half percent is not done chemically. It's done socially and or with talk therapy the old-fashioned way. And I suspect that – I think it goes into talk about diet in that article as well. But I would say that, you know, it would be amazing how much could be done by doing social and or talk therapy or, as they say, the old-fashioned way and diet. And I'm certain aspects of what we're going to talk about today with GMOs – fits into this category of, you know, another chemical that could be a trigger. But it's a really, it's a short but, you know, interesting view from a country, from France, saying, look, we're not even recognizing it. That's how we treat it. We're not recognizing it. If it seems to be something, this is how we work with it. I think that's amazing.
Well, we're going to learn more about all of that and the brain. But what I was remembering is this is in a nice series. Direction for Truth last week was about the biggest lie and how we can tell when someone's lying. And we did Dr. Thompson's voice, and that's one of the people that Kent Heckenlively had in his book, and he supported the Vaxxed movie. So we're going right along in setting America free by providing information that's very truthful. There is a tremendous amount coming out right now in the CDC. A group of people working there called SPIDER, and I can't remember what the acronym is about, but they have written a letter to the head of the CDC saying they are very, very concerned that they are being used to propagandize the population, and they want it stopped. They're very concerned for their jobs. I think that's because Robert Kennedy Jr. has come up as this vaccine czar. I don't know what they're calling him. And he's very much against forced vaccines. So that's a good thing about some of these people that are being appointed to these positions. And Kent Heckenlively also supported Kennedy's post to this anti-vaccine government campaign. And I have one announcement. It doesn't fit anywhere, but I thought it was so incredibly wonderful. I'm going to bring it in anyway, and then we'll change subjects again. President Obama pardoned Chelsea Manning. Is that awesome?
Mm-hmm. That's
He's
great.
A jailed army leaker to be freed by President Obama. President Barack Obama has commuted the sentence of Chelsea Manning, and I don't have all of it up here. The U.S. soldier whose prosecutor is deemed a traitor for sending hundreds of thousands of classified documents to WikiLeaks. And remember, we had that on. What he at first had revealed was these people sitting in offices somewhere, and they were bombing another country, and they bombed news people and children on the street as just casualties of war. And he couldn't stand it, the way they spun that. And we did his voice, and he was telling the truth. So that's the opportunity that we want to offer people on these shows. Happy Hour is kind of about health and that kind of thing. Direction for Truth is about being able to tell the truth. And with this topic of vaccines and what's happening with Big Pharma and Big Pharma and Big Pharma, we are trying to bring information to the people because we think you deserve to know the truth, and we are getting more and more of an audience all the time. On one of our recent shows, there were thousands of people had listened to our shows, and Richard and I were talking about over 250,000 people have listened to our shows. Is that incredible?
Yikes.
Richard, you're supposed to comment here.
I'm, you know, it always surprises me when I see that number or when we mention it. It's, you know, I'm good with not thinking about it. Wow. That's amazing. We're verging on 500 shows, too.
Well, we slowed up a little because we decided not to video Blog Talk, our Sunday show, because I was feeling guilty because we were doing people's voices to see if they were telling the truth. And I do that behind the scenes. But the people who were on the show, they came back and watched it, and they were they were appalled by what we were doing behind the scenes. So that's one of the reasons we quit doing it that way. So tonight we're going to talk about your brain on GMOs. Remember your brain on drugs? Your brain on GMOs. Do you have any other announcements? I think I forgot to tell people that we are sponsored by the Institute of Bioacoustic Biology and Sound Health, and we are working hard to get a portal up and running, soundhealthportal.com, and you can join. And you can test your nutrition. You can test your muscles. I think the PTSD is up there. I think pre-vaccination risk factors is up there for people to try. We try to switch those around each month so that you can get an idea. And this is free. And we can't afford to do it. You know, Richard says, how can you afford to do all that? We can't. Everybody who's working here is working for peanuts. They're all under the poverty level. I haven't taken a salary for years. I'm trying to live on less than $1,000 a month Social Security, which gets really hard sometimes. So if you can afford to pay us or donate, that would be great and wonderful. But we don't ask because I think that's really gauche to ask people for money. But we do two day workshops every month. We just finished the one this month for diabetes, and next week we start a 5-day class, and I want to offer anybody listening the opportunity to take that class for half price, and you get your equipment, your tone box, your headphones, your microphone. I mean, you get a lot of information and a lot of equipment to start your own business so you can be a part of setting people free. Setting health free. I think it's wonderful, this next step with Obamacare, if they'll do it right and not leave people out in the cold with no insurance, and they have promised not to do that. But I think getting rid of these high premiums, and especially what they put on smokers. Now, I'm not a smoker. I've never, ever been a smoker. But they've got a $6,000 penalty in insurance every year for smokers. And somehow that just doesn't seem right to me when they raise the taxes on cigarettes to over $2 a pack so they could pay extra health care. You know, it seems to me they're double dipping there. So I really appreciate this effort to get rid of things in that Obamacare Affordable Care Act that are not good for the people, but are just good for insurance companies and whatever to line our pockets. And that includes the raise in prices of medication. I'll get off that soapbox. Okay. Richard, any other announcements before we start the show?
No, I think we should start the show, otherwise I'll get on the soapbox.
This is dear to your heart, too. I think that's why we do the show, because it's dear to our heart. I mean,
yeah.
Why would we take 2 hours out of our day or more than that to get ready for the show, do the show, render the show, get the show up, do advertisement? I mean, we aren't doing it for money or glory. We're doing it because we think it needs to be done, because people need to know the truth. Suzanne, I would like you to volunteer, if you would. It looks like you have a microphone. If you would volunteer to be our guinea pig for this evening, and I think that would be wonderful, especially if you've eaten any kind of wheat today. Susan, are you talking to us? If you are, I cannot hear you. You might want to call tech support, 866-863-3903. I should put that in chat for everybody. 866-863-3903, and they could help you get your microphone up, or we'll check
if
you
she
again.
Has a landline. If she has a landline, she could call Blog Talk Radio, and I could pipe her in that way.
Oh, that would be great, Suzanne. 347-850-1407, and you just hit the 1, and that'll alert Richard that you want to be on the air. That would be great if you could do it that way. I have prepared a little short PowerPoint about what we're going to talk about tonight, the effect of GMOs on your brain. And you heard Stephanie Seneff talk about how autism and GMOs are connected. Well, I found out where that connection is, and it's in the numbers. And it deals with something that we're going to call analogs. A-N-A-L-O-G-U-E is how we're using it. And it means a person or thing seen as comparable to another. So if you're making applesauce cake and you don't have any applesauce, you can mash up some bananas, and you still got a pretty good cake there. So you substituted something for one another. And we have found out that in the brain, that frequencies can be substituted for one another. Now, what you're seeing here, whoops, I didn't mean to do that, is the Krebs cycle of the body, and it's math as medicine. So you start with coenzyme A, and then citric acid, cisaconic acid, isocitric, and on around this circle, and it comes together with nicotinic adenosine diphosphate. And sometimes the body doesn't have enough citric acid, so it substitutes with a biflavonoid. The body can substitute pieces of this in the pathway, because what happens in a cell, here is, I'm going to make this a little smaller because this is not showing all the way. What happens in the body is a cell sends out a mathematical signal to the body, to the brain, or whoever's in charge there. We don't have any idea of who's really in charge of the body, no different from we don't know who's in charge of the universe. We just sort of guess and put some pieces together so the answer won't worry us. But imagine a cell, and it sends out a signal. And we've talked about this before with aspartame and that artificial sugar that they've taken off the market. So the body's sending out for, I need this frequency, and it may be some frequency of D, but it's exacting. It's like to 3 or 4 decimal points. And if you look at musical notes, they range from here to here. 440 is a note of A, so 442 is, 438 is, so there's a range of these notes. But when you get very specific in the cell structure, the body sends out for a signal. And let's say the body is sending out for 1890, and I just made that up. And it needs maybe glutamate because the cells are getting stiff, or the body's not being pliable enough, or there's some trash in the muscles that needs to be dealt with, and so the muscle is lacking this ingredient. And it sends out for glutamate or glycine or whatever is helping the cell. And along comes aspartame that is the same identical frequency, and it binds with the cell. Because the cell knows a frequency, it doesn't know what its correlates are. It doesn't know the difference between glutamate and aspartame because they're both the same number. But they both might be a 10. I'll just use this as an example to explain. A 10 can be made up of a 9 and a 1, a very unbalanced frequency, or a 5 and a 5, a very balanced frequency. And things natural to the body seems to be very, very balanced. And if you have a question, Richard, you think I'm leaving something out, just jump in here. So in the cell, in the aspartame, it needs glutamate. Aspartame is a toxin and so much stronger. It acts like a bully, and it binds with the cell, and it doesn't have the right ingredients in it. And so the cell begins to break down, and that's one of the things that happens with aspartame. The muscles begin to not have the right signaling. Well, the same thing is happening with GMOs and Roundup and something called glyphosate that's in Roundup that they originally started using for weed protection and making the seeds, the actual plant, resistant to Roundup so they could kill the weeds but not the plant. Okay, if that wasn't bad enough, now they're spraying the crops right before they harvest them to kill the green stuff on the plant itself. So they're using these double, triple doses because the plant itself is already resistant to Roundup, and unless they give these incredibly large dosages, they can't kill the tomato leaves or whatever they're trying to kill. But they're spraying the plant, the fruit, the tomato, at the same time, and the tomato's absorbing that. And then when you eat it, the toxin is in there. The toxin is a frequency, a toxin in the body, and it begins to bind with the cells. And that's how the cells talk to each other. And one of the biggies with all of this, I'm going to move this up just a little bit so people can see the bottom. One of the biggies with all of this, and that's, still isn't showing. There it goes. When you have not enough calcium in the body, calcium and cancer food are the same frequency. They're analogs of each other. So the cell becomes damaged and it calls out for calcium. This is in Robert O. Becker's book, Cross Currents. And there's not enough calcium. Along comes cancer food, 5-HETE. That is the same frequency, and it binds with that site. And then you begin to feed the cancer. This is math as medicine. This is analog medicine. And the next step here, GMO, glyphosate analogs. One of the analogs is MSG, the same frequency. Norepinephrine, that really is the energy part of the body. And here's one that I love and I promised to give out. I put this little parenthetic here to remember to go to a different spot to show you. But we've talked about Brian Shaar, S-H-A-I-R's, brain foods. And he has something called identibenone. We hope we're pronouncing that right. and it is an analog to glyphosate. So the idea is, if you're taking this idenobinone, and I'll put his site in on the chat, then the glyphosates won't bind because there's the idenobinone there to take its place, and you're taking it, and there's so much more of it, hopefully, than glyphosate, or at least it can compete with it. It is an analog. Now think about that. Each of us can take this idenobinone, and I'm hoping, and it looks like it's working out mathematically, that we can take this and some of the problems with glyphosate will not happen. What do you think, Richard?
I like it. I'll be getting some immediately. Because it's, I live in an agricultural area, and even though we're pretty organic out here, I don't know that they use it in the wine industry, but in a certain way, it almost makes sense that it could be a possibility in some of the larger companies that are just monster wine producers to defoliate the plants right before harvest, because then it's much easier to get to the grapes, let alone everything else. Glyphosate's everywhere. It's gnarly. Bad chemistry.
I am going to call Brian Schar and see if we can buy a big bunch of this wholesale and see what happens. That would be awesome. The other piece, leptin, which helps you lose weight, B6, B12 cofactors, and lithium chloride, a medication. Now, what this glyphosate competes with when it gets in the body is transpiretin that runs your fluids all over your body, albuterol, your elbow, your gracilis muscle, which stabilizes the hip to the knee, tryptophan, which makes niacin, which makes your Krebs cycle work, folic acid, which makes your cholesterol system work, vanadium, get from radishes. Although if they spray the radishes, they're still underground, maybe they aren't as badly hit. And then GABA, gamma-albuteric acid. And there is so much goes on in the brain that needs GABA. It controls serotonin and dopamine and norepinephrine. We probably, if we had enough data coming in, and that's one of the reasons we're doing the portal to get the data in, we probably could show a relationship between psychotropic drugs and depression and all the things they're dealing with our youngsters and putting them on these horrible medications that Gwen Olson talked about on our show many times. So we're hoping we can get people on the idenobinone because it's the same frequency. We're putting together a project of leptin. I just finished it today. A project of lipodema. And this is a database, LIPODEMA. I want to graphics. I find this, I just cry when I see this. When you look at some of the lipodema pictures, I'm trying to find something here. Lipodema, photos, graphics, pictures. I was looking at these this afternoon. Now, these are extreme cases. And it's when the body is pear-shaped, a small top, small shoulders, and then the hips and legs become very, very large. There is no cure for this. I think we have found what is consistent. We took a lot of people's vocal prints, and you're looking at some very severe cases. You know, when you consider it, Kim Kardashian and her big butt that she's so proud of, I think it's this disease, lipodema. Either that or she's got a lot of silicone implants. But you look at these and some of the women and what's happening to them, and they're just losing their lives. They can't get up. And this is not just because they ate too much. This is because the fat in their body has been told, directed, not to leave. So we have six cases now, six serious cases. And with that many, I know I can break it with 10, but with six cases, I think I can break this code and find out. Don't these just break your heart as you look at them? With the computer program I've just created, I think we can break this code. I think this is the last step in the diet stuff that we've been looking at. We've been looking at it for years. We started with looking at neurotransmitters that all deal with GABA. Then we looked at hormones, and we looked at leptin and norepinephrine. And it looks like this glyphosate has its fingers in all those pies and is really causing some of this. When you look at the fluids of the body and this transthyretin that moves fluids around, that's one of the issues. This is akin to lymphedema, only it's called lipoedema, L-I-P-O or L-I-P-E, depending on what country you're in. But I am excited.
And if people want, we did a great show with, I think it was Chuck Ehrlich. I know his last name is Ehrlich, and I think the first name was Chuck, on his book, Lymphedema and Lipedema Nutrition Guide. And there was a lot of information in there about it, that some people have it as a genetic preclusion, and others come by it. And it was a great, he was well, you know, had a lot of information. I can't think of, his shows are all available over at Blog Talk Radio. And it was filled with a lot of information about this very situation that you're talking about. It was great.
That's where we got the idea to deal with it, because in some of his literature, there was pictures of these women, mostly women, and some of them were 600 and 700 pounds, and their legs were as big as a normal person's body. And the even when they put them on strict liquid diets, this fluid, this fatty acid liquid fluid didn't come up and out of their body. So we've looked at capillary integrity. We've looked at fat switch, another one of our projects about hibernation. And we found that the frequency of uric acid kicks animals into hibernation. So we just use the same thing with humans. If they have any kind of uric acid problem digesting proteins, and we've combined that with this to look at it. It's going to be available up on our site so that we can help people test themselves on the portal. And I'll do a whole show on it, a workshop. No matter how many days it takes to do it, we will do this and get it to the public. These pictures are just incredible. People can't lose weight from, like, their breastbone down, causes large stomach, large thighs, large butt. And I think GMOs are a big part of it, and that's why it's becoming an epidemic. We have Susan on the line with us, and one of the programs we're going to start with is something called GAD, glutathione anhydrase. Now, for those of you who've been with us for a long, long time, you know that we're going to start with a vocal print. Susan, do you have any weight issues?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you fine. There is an echo. If you could turn your radio off on the background.
Oh, okay. Let me turn it down.
And just listen to us through the telephone.
Yeah, through the telephone
that,
for
Linda
now.
Okay. I think I turned it
Linda
off.
Schmidt,
okay.
Thank you for that message. That's a wonderful message, a wonderful question. I will answer it on our Sunday professional show. It's a great question. Okay, Suzanne, are you ready? Well, you answer my question first. Do you have
it? My weight issue would just be my stomach. I don't have a big butt or any of that, but all my weight's in my stomach, so every last bit of it.
Yeah, that's where it starts. Okay, we're going to ask you to use our Audacity program And for those of you who want to be a part of this and learn to use it, go to our site to downloads, go to radiation software under downloads, and you'll see a download for Audacity. It's free. You can see the textbook there and everything to use this program that we're going to bring up right now. Okay, Suzanne's going to talk to us for 30 seconds, and we're going to show you how to use this technique and this one very simple software. And I bet within the next week we'll have this Lipodema software up and ready, and I'll have some answers for you on the portal, and we will put out an announcement. Okay, go ahead.
Sherry, would you like me to talk about weight or just like a mundane, just general?
Just talk about your weight and your stomach and when it happened and what you think's causing it, and how's that?
Okay, all right.
Only 30 seconds.
Go. Okay, well, my weight is all in my stomach, and I do try to eat half decent. I do exercise quite a bit. I swim about 4 miles a week, and everywhere else on me is getting thinner, but my stomach is just hanging in there. It's like an old spare tire. It's just not going to go. So I went to my doctor for a physical, and he told me I needed to lose 15 pounds right all off the middle, but I'm not exactly sure how to do that. So I'm just going to, you know, just keep on trying. Maybe one day it'll go away. I can figure out how to get rid of it.
Okay. Got it. There was a little bit of garbling right around here when we play it. I'm going to hit the little green tab. You'll hear it warble. So I'm going to take that out of there. One of the things in talking about stomach, we have a tone box called Fab Abs, and that has gotten rid of two-thirds of my stomach. I used to be able to set a plate on my stomach and eat off of it. It was like I was pregnant all the time. And one of the things that happens in the body is toxins lay down on the muscle they're most akin to. And what lays down on the stomach is DDT and DDD.
Mm-hmm.
So DDT comes in, it's outlawed now, but it turns into DDD and it lays down on the stomach. And what this Fab Ab does is constantly vibrate with sound the stomach muscles so that the fat dissipates. It may go someplace else, you know, and hang on, but at least it doesn't cause the weakness in the stomach, in the core muscles. And over the last year, I've probably lost 6 inches or more off my stomach. The other thing is cortisol. Cortisol is the same frequency as low part of the spine, and so the fat begins to lay down in some of the muscles that cause the spine to be erect. But we've got all that in this new database that we're doing. Okay, we have that was just an aside. 33 seconds, that's good. So I'm not going to save this. I'm going to export it as Suzanne. Should I just say stomach? We'll just call it that. And I'm going to save that in my WAVES file. And that little booklet, it's a 72-page booklet. It tells you how to set up your whole computer for this. And there's a more advanced way to do that. You can go to our classes. Look at our classes, and there says class prep. And you can go in and find out all the things that we're using to set all of this up. We want to support a bioacoustic center in every community. That's our goal. We think with that will come freedom. So I'm going to import that WAVE file and this little computer program, Abacus, which is free also on that same site, soundhealthoptions.com. Now, we look instantly at this, and Richard says...
methylation.
Absolutely. She's not metabolizing what she's eating, and that is one of the things I'm just calling in class. And we don't need her birthday. I'll just put 12, 12, 12, which tells our computer we don't know what's going on. gender, female, and weight in the stomach. Now, what we're going to do is punch a little button here, this little round point, and it's going to choose the points it wants. And it chose 24 points, and it put them over here. Now, I don't like it that it didn't choose this point, so I'm going in and take a point away by clicking on my right mouse, and all of these instructions for this is in that little booklet, every bit of it, how to set up your computer, everything. So I'm going to ask it to import that, and it did, and I'm going to say that is a high, make it an H. So this grid is active, and we overlaid her voice on it, and it won't say, well, it's my stomach, and my doctor said, if we played this, it would just be low to high. So it reorganized it into different frequency sets. She's had this for a long time because her long term is involved. It's going on now. She has a bit of inflammation here. This is an inflammation architecture that tells you what that means also in the little the textbook. Whoops, didn't mean to do that. So I'm trying to move this up a bit. I'm going to hit this little Rubik's Cube down here, and I'm going to save this in my GNS file. And that's just the list of numbers. So I'm going to open the GAD, which I thought I had opened already. I do. And GAD stands for glutathione anhydrinase. And that's the closest we've come to cracking the code of these GMOs. So this is just a program that I'm going to open that GNS file and just double click. And there's also tutorials about how to do all of this. It's on the Sound Health Options site also, but it's under Nano Voice, or you can go to Vimeo, V-I-M-E-O, under Sherry Edwards, and look for the tutorials. Now you can see these are the same numbers, the same 24 numbers. And we can look at some of the reasons for this. When we look at 8, that's an emotional reason, barely into emotions, from nutrition into emotions. We look at 29, and that's a muscle. We look at 559, that's long term. So each one of these frequencies tell you something else. It's affecting right now Suzanne's connective tissue. Are you getting stiff in the joints anywhere, Suzanne?
Yeah, I do have joint pain and kind of weird, some other weird symptoms.
Okay, well, that's where it's coming from. So we're going to look first. I'm going to uncheck all. I want to look at genomes and proteins. If we look at those together, it will tell us whether or not this is genetic, and whether or not it's already manifested. And it looks like it has, and it looks like it is genetic. This is the protein report. GAD67, that is certainly an issue with having a sensitivity to grains. GAD67 promoter, brain signaling. HLA-B47 gene is high, activated. Gene responsible for gluten allergies and celiac disease. HLA-B47 variant, gene responsible for gluten allergies. At this point, with these high, we would say, if you can go off gluten, it would be better off because it's probably inflaming your bowel, inflaming the lining of the bowel, and that might be what's causing the stomach to swell. We look at alpha-gluten 5, and what? And it is low, so we're not probably, we'd look this up and see if that's some kind of protein that signals the body to use gluten, but you'd have to go online and look at that. And there's another, Reelin, it's high, downgrades GAD, regulates neuronal migration and brain development. Have you eaten any wheat in the last few days? I should say any grains.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, I have actually. And I try to stay away from it, but I did today. Just so.
When your body craves it, it usually is the serine that the body is craving. The serine is in the grain, and that helps make your bile salts to digest fat. Now, you can go buy phosphatidylserine, S-E-R-I-N-E, at your health food store. But it's pretty obvious here that your body has a sensitivity to grains. And the GAD-67, that leads to colitis, diverticulitis, fatty liver. If it was GAD-65, it would be attacking your pancreas. So let's go look at some of the other things that's going on in your chart. The first thing we want to look at is your note correlate chart. There's 24 notes, 24 hits we pulled, 12 notes. Let's see which one has, it's number 5. It's going to be affecting your A sharp. Chemical detoxifying, we knew that from what Richard says, it's the methylation. Body regulation of oxygen, degeneration of body process. So we want to look at anything that has an A sharp. And I do think we have an allergy set of sonocards that you could go see what is A sharp. Let me see if I can find it so we can see possibly what these are. C sharp and G, D, D sharp. Here is A sharp. I'll see if I can make this bigger so we can see what that possibly could be. B6, nickel, cobalt, folate, tin, interleukin, and interleukin is one of the things that GMOs interfere with, the immune system, melatonin, so sleeping things, threonine, proline, valine, so a lot of different things that could be associated with that A-sharp. This is activators, gliadin. Now, that's a smaller element of gluten, gene responsible for gluten allergies and celiac. There it is, high. Let's try to get rid of it before it actually causes damage to your bowel. Threonine is an amino acid that will help reestablish the bowel lining, so you might want to consider that. Triethylglycine, now this feeds the muscles, and it's high. Improves condition of autistic patients. If it's high and it's good, then we might want to leave it. Or sometimes it's high because it's not being utilized. So you're a bioacoustic practitioner. Try a whole brain formula of that and see how your body likes it. 5-proline, 5-carbohydrohydrogenase. This affects the mental, I have to sneeze, affects the mental capacity of people. And you can buy this P5P, I think, on the internet. But yours is also high. It's 4 times involved in GAD, glutathione anhydrase utilization. These enzymes are not in good shape. We should send this to you right after the show. So that's essentially what it says about all of this. I am not sure that we have GAD on our website. Let me check that because we have plenty of time to do this. This is the portal I was talking to you about. And we are going to take that same wave file and put it in here and look at that methylation that her chart indicated was the problem. So we can go back and look at why her body is not methylating. Now, we can look at methylation through the actual program and look at the methylation worksheet. And this is right in the program for you to use. And it looks like she has some trouble with glycine right here. So we will just go into this, make a new one. Easy to use. And we don't need your birthday. I don't know where you are, but can you just tell me?
North Carolina. North Carolina, yeah.
Okay, and female, and this is about gluten sensitivity. We have to say sensitivity because if it was really an allergy, it would be bothering her a lot more. So save and close. We're going to bring in that new voice file that we just did. Save and close. We've got that in our files now. And we're going to ask the computer to go in and look at her methylation. Now, we could look at 10 of these at once if we wanted, but we're just going to look at one to make it simple. I would look at allergies. I'd look at detox. I'd look at GAD. And since this is methylation, we're going to ask the computer to pull points because this is a long-term thing. See how high it is above the gray grid? So we can ask the computer, let's pull points, highs, lows, current, long-term. Let's look at long-term because these genes are already activated. Probably in her family someplace. I didn't pick a template. I should have done that first. So I'm going to do methylation mapping because when you see everything above the grid like that, that's a sure sign that the body's not utilizing what's coming into the system. So it'll re-pull the points with some relationships here, okay? And this looks like the worst one. It's got a little green thing around it. It is in the long term. Save and close, and I'm going to go have to do something offline here a minute. I've got too many things open. What I'm doing is hide column. And I have to do this because this is the professional portal and I'm not allowed to show you issues with frequency. That we teach people in the 5-day course. But it says that she has 19 issues. And there's a couple of issues that show up twice. And it tells us, how do I get down there? That trimethylglycine is her worst issue. And it is in the A sharp, and it's high. And remember we said it looks like she has something in this area with glycine? There's the trimethylglycine. And what will happen, it will cause all the rest of this not to be able to work, and there's her P5P that showed up as an issue. So ammonia is going to start accumulating. Homocysteine is going to go into stress. She might not be able to translate the bad sulfurs into good sulfurs. It'll end up being high blood pressure, and this is a high blood sugar. So we need to go in and fix this trimethylglycine. That was pretty easy, right? Let's see what else is here. Now, these are secondary things. SOD, superoxide dismutase, monoamine oxidase. And the reason that becomes important is here, and it messes up norepinephrine. And when norepinephrine is messed up, niacin's messed up, tryptophan's messed up, and your body says, keep everything incoming. There's the 5-methylfolate that we found out. And there's the SUOX, which I said it's going to mess up this sulfite. Bad guys turn into good guys. This is a genetic issue with not being able to process sulfur. And when that happens, the Krebs cycle of the body doesn't get its cofactors. Sulfur belongs right here as cofactors to vitamins and amino acids for the body. There's the sulfite, taurine. So it tells us everything that's going on. And then we can go back and look at those frequencies and give them to her bioacoustically or in trimethyl. I think dimethylglycine you can buy at your health food store. Bromelain and it's got a mixture to it. That might be able to help you, but it's already high. It needs to be utilized. One of the things I love about bioacoustics is if you can't go buy this at the health food store, we can certainly give it to you by sound, and we entrain the brain with the frequency that it needs to go make all of this happen. A COMT activator, this deals with the body's ability to use glycine, glutamate, and it causes shaking, causes weak muscles. So that probably would cost you a couple of $1,000 at your doctor for them to test all of that. That's a lot of information just in a few minutes. And I'll go up and make a report of this and send it on to Susan after the show. But definitely, if I had this report, I would quit eating the gluten, but the doctor says, oh, just quit eating gluten, and it doesn't tell you what's going to happen. You're going to start craving gluten because you're really looking for the serine. It is a little higher, a little more spaced out in abacus. Steve says, jovial foods have gluten-free flours. What is a jovial food, Steve? This we're getting from chat.
I think that's a brand.
Oh, okay. Put in the link. I use sorghum flour when I'm cooking cookies and stuff like that instead of flour. But the trick for that is to always, wow, I have the package and can't think of the name. It's
King Arthur?
Well, I do use King Arthur flour, but I add a couple of tablespoons of, isn't that awful? I shouldn't have mentioned it because I can't think of it. It's a kind of starch. And it makes it fluffier because sorghum flour is really heavy. And I cut down on the sugar too. What do you use in baked goods to make them fluffier? A white powdery something.
Baking soda? Baking powder.
No.
Rice flour.
Tapioca
like
flour.
Wow, okay, yes. Yep.
Tapioca flour, that does it. So this is the report that you would give to your client, and this lowest low is an indicator that you've got some kind of metabolic genome issue. This didn't show her muscles. How many pages here? Just one page. I didn't see any. Well, there's no muscles in methylation. But a lot of times, since the body is so redundant, we can go back and look at the muscles that are in stress, putting two of these together, and look at the muscles, and then from the muscle go to the nutrients that's associated with it. So I'm just saving this for her, and I'll go back and send it to her. I can't believe it's time to go. That was a whirlwind. We will have more of these as we concentrate on more issues that are going on in our lives that have been, I think, caused by people who either want to fill their pockets and really don't care about our health. So this is Take Back Your Health series that we're going to be doing on Happy Hour, and even bring some of it in on Direction for Truth. The next steps in the biochemistry, maybe we can get Stephanie Seneff to come in and talk about the GMOs and the problems that they're having. We'll do that on our Direction for Truth. Any last thoughts, Richard?
No. I was going to get on a rant, but no thoughts. I'm excited by the Jovial Foods. I see that they carry einkorn, which is the original corn. It's einkorn is a kind of wheat, and it's the genetically clean, non-hybrid wheat that I know people who can't eat wheat, but if they eat einkorn wheat, they have no issues whatsoever. So that's very exciting to see a good source for einkorn.
Could it be that they haven't sprayed this with the bad stuff?
They could. That could be too. I think those two go hand in hand. People who raise einkorn, and that's EINKORN for people just listening. But again, it is a wheat. It's not a corn. It's a wheat. And it is the original heirloom wheat. And most people that I know that grow it, there's some people here in California that grow it, would never think of spraying it with glyphosate. But that would be an interesting experiment to try spraying it with glyphosate and eating it. Ick. Make my skin crawl slightly when I said that. Yeah.
Steve says in chat, trimethylglycine is not on the green sheet. It's a combination. Look under glycine or glutamate on the green sheet that's on our site. We try to give you enough information to go ahead and use these softwares to help yourself, your family, your community. Are we able to watch this class from WebEx? Yes, as soon as I render it, edit it, I'll put it up on the radio site where it's announcing this. But I put the Biologicals Nutra back up. They're just back in business. They got really slammed. They tried to put them out of business. Okay. I'm trying to answer questions and do things at the same time. And yes, we are out of time. Thank you for being here. Thank you for listening. I haven't the slightest idea what we're doing on Sunday, but it's always something for you. So please join us on Sunday, noon Eastern, for the Richard and Sherry Show.
We need an uptone, Disney sound effect. Everybody have a great rest of the week. I'm with Sherry. I have no clue who we're doing on Sunday, but it'll be good. And you'll be able to find this show in about 10 or 15 minutes at Sound Health Options. Click on the radio tab and then click on the Blog Talk Radio Archive tab, and the show will be there at the top of the list. And right under that is that great show with Heckin Lively, which was really good, right below it. So everybody have a great rest of the week, and we'll see you on Sunday. Bye-bye.